This is a joint service of the Cantonese congregation and the English congregation. 今日咧係我哋嘅粵語堂同埋英文堂嘅聯合崇拜。咁我哋咧有少少忽略咧，就係我哋咧係漏咗一個嘅牧禱嘅時間。We have missed a very important item on the worship program, which is the Passover prayer. I'd like to ask Pastor Dave to lead us in the Passover prayer. 陳牧師 會帶領我哋禱告。
Let's bow our heads together. Father, we are here to receive your word, Lord, and your word is alive and powerful.
天父啊，我哋今日嚟到你面前，嚟到接受你嘅话语，因为你嘅话语系有力嘅，系活着嘅。
And so we pray that you will speak and use Pastor Wu's mouth and lips to deliver your powerful word.
求主你向我哋讲说话，用胡牧师嘅讲道能够带领我哋，系能够经历到你嘅力量。
But we remember even on that first Christmas.
我哋记得响第一次嘅主耶稣嘅降生嘅时候。
That there was no room for Jesus in the inn.
我哋知道主耶稣揾唔到一间房间系让佢可以留低响嗰度。
And so we know even today that sometimes we come even into this house of worship and we're too full of our own things to receive you.
有时我哋嚟到你面前嘅时候，我哋都发现我哋自己真系太充满着我哋自己嘅嘢，冇办法嚟到接受你。
We're so full of presence and stress and other life issues that we forget and we don't have enough room for even Jesus.
我哋有好多嘅礼物，或者咧系生命当中有好多嘅压力。我哋谂唔到点样嚟到接受主耶稣基督在我哋嘅心里边。
But this day, Lord, I pray that beginning in my heart.
所以今日我哋嘅祷告就系求你从我哋嘅心开始。
You will help me make room for you.
让我哋能够容纳主你自己。
That the word you speak may not be lost or unvalued.
让你所讲嘅说话系唔会失去。亦都唔会唔被尊重。
But may take root in my heart, in my life, to change me into your own image.
让呢啲话语喺我心里边，喺我生命里边扎根，改变我。
So Lord, we are here to receive you.
我哋愿意接受你。
May you speak.
神啊，求你向我哋讲话。
May we listen.
求你亦都听我哋嘅祷告。
And may you change us.
用我哋，改变我哋。
Into the image of Jesus Christ.
好似主耶稣基督嘅形象一样。
We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
我哋多谢你，奉主耶稣基督圣名求。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Dave.
多谢啊，陈牧师。
Today is a very special day, Sunday, with Christmas also happening on the same day.
今日系一个好特别嘅主日，又系圣诞节。
Actually, the announcement of the birth of a new baby is always exciting.
通常咧，宣布话有一个新嘅婴孩诞生咧，系大家都好兴奋嘅。
So I have great news for you.
所以我今日有一个好消息俾大家。
Which is about St. Gabriel Valley Alliance Church.
系关于我哋罗省东区宣道会。
Because just a couple of days ago. Our Vivian and Stephen had given birth to a little baby called Vera.
因为咧，最近咧，我哋嘅一对嘅夫妇咧，系有一个新嘅婴孩诞生嘅。
She didn't even get the name, but it's a very important name for the couple. And I think the birth of a little baby is always exciting.
有一个新嘅婴儿诞生咧，通常都系对我哋嚟讲好兴奋。
Some of us may think, who cares?
有啲人话，诶，唔关我事啫。
Babies are being born every day.
每一日都有婴儿诞生噶啦。
You go to a hospital, babies are always coming out.
你去到医院嘅时候，你就会发觉啊，有好多新嘅婴孩。
That's no big deal.
好似唔系好大件事啫。
But today is very different.
但系今日咧系好唔同嘅。
Because it's a special day for me.
因为咧，今日系一个对我哋系一个好特别嘅日子。
You know, for me, I'm selfish. I always looking at myself. For me.
因为我咧就好自私嘅，我就净系谂我自己嘅啫。
Many years ago, in the little county of Huiping in Guangdong.
好多年前喺廣東開平嘅地方。
During December, something happened. Many family had lost their loved ones.
喺12月嘅時間，有啲事情發生，好多家庭咧係喪失咗佢哋所親愛嘅人。
So the village was kind of sad. Everyone was kind of grieving.
所以咧喺嗰條村裏邊咧，大家都好似好憂愁，大家好傷痛。
December is not always a happy time. Sometimes it's sad.
十二月咧，唔係時時係咁開心嘅，有陣時都幾憂愁。
And during that time，
喺嗰陣時
，people are thinking about， you know， how should we arrange the funeral of this person or that person？
咁啲人咧諗緊，哎呀，點樣樣去安排呢啲喪禮咧？咁。
But then in one family， a little girl was born。
但喺一個家庭裏邊咧，有一個細路女咧係誕生。
The birth of the little baby is always hopeful。
有一個嬰兒嘅誕生帶俾我哋有好大嘅希望。
So the grandma was just wondering how should we name this little baby。
咁所以個祖母咧就諗緊，到底我哋俾個咩名呢個女嬰孩咧
？By the way, everyone else in the village is grieving。
其實咧，喺呢條村裏邊，其他嘅家庭咧正在喺度憂傷。
So the good news are not too happy either because they are, you know, amidst of all the sadness。
咁所以呢，雖然呢個係一個好消息，但係因為有其他憂傷嘅事情，所以大家都唔係好興奮。
But she wants to be happy.
但佢好想能夠帶俾大家一啲興奮嘅信息。
So she decided to give this little baby's name Mei Xiu.
So she 咁所以咧，佢咧就決定咧呢個女嬰孩嘅名叫微笑。
Don't laugh out loud, just smile a little bit.
唔係大笑，係微笑。
And that's why I got a wife right here.
咁呢個就係我嘅太太啦，所以我而家。
December the 25th is a very special day for me.
所以咧，十二月廿五號咧係一個好對於我嚟講係一個好特別嘅日子。
The announcement of the birth of little baby.
因為呢一個女嬰孩嘅誕生。
Even within a lot of sadness, it's still joyful.
雖然有好多憂傷嘅事情，但係我哋都值得高興。
Many of you perhaps may be facing stresses and troubles and sad things in your life.
好多時候我哋喺人生裏邊或者會面對一啲憂愁、一啲傷痛嘅事情。
Even if you hear good news, you just can't smile. It's just
甚至有時我哋聽到一啲好消息，我哋都笑唔出。
Well,But you have to pretend a little bit, right? Just
但係你都要啊，即係詐底都要笑下啦。
And that's my wife.
呢個就係我太太嘅誕生。
But you know, this is only human birth.
但係呢一個只不過係人類一個嘅嬰兒嘅誕生。
There's one birth that changes human history.
但係有一個嬰兒嘅降生咧，係改變整個人類歷史。
When that news was being announced.
當呢一個好消息係被宣告嘅時候
you know what happened?
你知唔知發生咩事呢
People seem to be saying, who cares?
啲人啲態度就係、是，冇、哦、乜所謂啫。
It's still happening the same way.
生活都係照常咁樣發生嘅啫。
But you know, this news is going to change the whole world.
但係呢一個嘅好消息係能夠改變整個世界。
Human race is going to be turned around.
整個人類會係完全嘅改變過嚟。
A child changes everything.
一個改變世界嘅嬰孩。
And this news was being recorded in the book of Luke chapter 1 verses 26 to 38.
而呢一件事情係記載喺聖經路加福音第一章26節到38節。
And our elder just read it for us and Sister Kim.
正話趙長老同埋陳世英姊妹咧，亦都同我哋讀出。
This is the announcement of the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
呢一個就係記載主耶穌基督嘅誕生。
If we take a look at a little bit of what happened,
如果我哋詳細啲睇下發生啲咩事
，we can wonder, you know, how could this little thing be changing the world?
我哋會稀奇點解呢件事會改變整個世界
？First of all, it happens in a small town called Nazareth.
首先呢件事情係發生喺一笪好細嘅地方叫拿撒勒。
It's kind of like Arcadia.
好似亞海迪亞咁樣樣。
A little baby born in Arcadia. So what? Every day it happens.
如果亞海迪亞城市有一個嬰孩誕生嘅時候，只不過一個好小嘅事。
But this baby is not going to be born in Nazareth. It's going to be born in Bethlehem.
但其實呢個嬰孩係將會喺伯利恒城降生。
Bethlehem, by the way, is about 70 miles north of Jerusalem.
其實咧，伯利恒咧就大概係喺耶路撒冷向北70里。
Go visit there if you have a chance.
如果你能夠去到嗰度去遊玩咧，就好啦。
At that time, the population was about 10,000 or to 15,000, no exact figure.
當時時大概有一萬至五萬人。
And it's very near Tyre and Sidon. It's very, those cities are very prosperous harbor.
咁其實咧，呢個嘅伯利恒城咧係好近推羅同埋西頓呢兩個海港嘅城市。
And that's the place where this birth is going to happen.
而咧，耶穌基督就會喺伯利恒城降生。
But their parents actually live in Nazareth.
但是耶稣的父母呢其实是住在拿撒勒。
You know what kind of city Nazareth is?
你知不知道拿撒勒是一个什么的城市呢？
Nazareth is actually a place filled with immigrants from other places than from Israel.
其实呢拿撒勒是一个城市呢是充满很多移民的，是一些人呢移居去到那里的。
Culturally, they are being influenced by the immorality of the big Roman Empire.
在文化上面来讲，他们是很受这个的罗马那些不道德的风气影响。
In Nazareth, there were a lot of Gentiles according to Jewish people.
原来在拿撒勒那个地方是有很多外邦人的。
So they always say no good things, no good things there.
所以呢很多人就说，哎，拿撒勒城有什么好东西啊？
It's kind of like South Central LA here in the greater Los Angeles County.
好像我們羅省在這個的中南部的這個洛杉磯城市一樣。
It's full of crimes.
哇，有很多的罪案發生。
Remember one of the disciples of Jesus, Nathaniel, he said, what good things would come out of Nazareth?
耶穌有一個的門徒就說，哎，到底拿撒勒還會出什麼好東西啊？這樣。
And in this record, it says in the sixth month.
而在這裡就講到在第六個月。
Of course, people who are diligent in studying the Bible would ask the question, what six months? What do you mean by six months?
有些人就會問，什麼意思啊？什麼叫第六個月啊？這樣。
If you read in the context, you know that Mary had a cousin called Elizabeth.
如果你讀呢一個聖經上下文嘅時候咧，你就會知道原來咧，瑪利亞係有一個表姐叫做伊麗莎白。
Elizabeth in verse 24, Elizabeth was pregnant with for 6 months with a baby at her old age.
原來喺第二十四節咧就講到伊麗莎白咧，喺佢老年嘅時候咧就係懷咗孕嘅。
So 6 months means another 6 months after that. That means Elizabeth was going to.Giving birth to this cousin of Jesus by the name of John.
咁原來咧呢度講第六個月咧就係話伊麗莎白懷孕六個月之後，咁樣咧就伊麗莎白將會係將會有一個嬰孩誕生，就係伊施洗約翰。
And then God sent the angel Gabriel to her.
咁而神咧係差派天使加百列係嚟到見瑪利亞。
And to talk to Mary.
他又會來對瑪利亞說話。
And in this record, it recorded very clearly that Mary was a virgin, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph.
聖經說得很清楚，當時瑪利亞是一個童女，許配了給這個約瑟。
And this is for helping the Jewish people to recall the prophecy recorded in Isaiah 7:14.
咁呢一個係幫啲猶太人咧，係記起以賽亞先知嘅預言，以賽亞先知第七章第十四節話。
This particular word virgin in Greek was parthenos, it's meaning a girl who had never had sexual relationship before. It's a virgin.
原來呢個 parthenos 呢個希伯來文咧嘅意思咧就係話童女係一個嘅處女，係冇未結婚嘅。
But in Isaiah 7:14, they use another word which would include a virgin as well as a young woman.
咁但喺以赛亚书第七章第十四节所讲嗰个字咧，系包括咧系未结婚嘅同埋即系就算结咗婚嘅。
So there were argument about whether Jesus was actually born of a virgin Mary。
所以有啲人咧就喺度嚟大家拗啦，到底耶稣系未童贞女生嘅咧
？But we must agree to the grammatical usage of the word because it's often referring to either a virgin or a young woman. They always use the same word.
咁但系我哋应该知道咧，就系话佢哋会用嗰一个字同一个字系去讲童贞女同埋话嘅系一个好年轻嘅妇女。
And we know that in the book of Isaiah, there was a near fulfillment of that prophecy that happened.With a young woman.
咁原來咧，當時時響以賽亞先知嗰個時代咧，呢個預言咧係發生，已經應驗咗響一個年青嘅婦女嘅身上面。
Now, when it comes to Mary, it was a far view fulfillment of the prophecy.
而家輪到響呢個瑪利亞嘅身上面咧，係呢個嘅應許，呢個嘅預言咧係再一次嘅應驗嘅。
And the Bible was very clear. It was a virgin birth.
所以聖經係寫得好清楚，係一個童貞女，耶穌係一個童貞女所生。
And Mary was pledged to be married to a man called Joseph.
而咧，瑪利亞咧係許配咗俾一個人叫做約瑟。
Of course, we use the term engaged. They had engagement.
所以即係話咧，呢一個嘅瑪利亞同呢個嘅約瑟咧係有呢個婚約嘅，係大家係未婚夫婦。
In modern day, engagement is not a marriage.
咁而家今日嚟講咧，訂婚咧就唔係結婚。
So it could be called off any time.
咁其實咧都可以會散嘅。
But in the Old Testament, the Jewish people look at this so-called engagement or betrothal.As permanent, as a fixed relationship.
但係喺當時時猶太人嘅文化裏邊咧，呢一個嘅婚約咧，呢個嘅訂婚咧，其實咧就係好長久嘅，好肯定嘅，係一個嘅婚姻嚟嘅。
If you don't believe it, you can read the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy recorded exactly a betrothal was what was a fixed relationship between a man and a woman.
如果你去查考《申命記》嘅時候咧，你就會知道呢一個嘅咁嘅訂婚嘅婚約咧，係一個好肯定嘅，係好長久嘅一個關係嚟。
Any violation of this would cause the people to be punished。
如果反約咧，係會令到嗰個嘅人咧係會受懲罰嘅。
So we can understand a little bit of the dilemma that Mary is facing.
所以你咁樣你就會知道瑪利亞所面對嘅難題。
And the Bible was clear. The virgin's name is Mary.
聖經寫得好清楚，呢個童貞女嘅名叫瑪利亞。
And then we can see that this announcement is kind of complicated, very kind of messy. We say.
咁呢度咧，即係呢個咁嘅情況咧，就係好複雜，好難處理。
It happens at this time.In a place full of immorality.
在这个咁唔道德嘅社会环境里边。
And you want this young lady to accept this kind of news?
而要呢一个嘅年轻嘅女士去接受呢一个咁嘅消息。
It's almost like impossible.
咁佢真系好难接受。
But God wants us to be moral in a world of immorality.
但是神是要我们就算在不道德的社会环境里面我们都仍然是要坚持道德。
You know how difficult it is to live around all these people who are swearing and doing bad things, and you want to be pure and be moral.
大家都知道在不道德的社会里面要保持圣洁不是一件容易的事。
That's how to live in Nazareth.
当时在拿撒勒城就是这样的境况。
And,It's just like a Christian living among the people here.
就好似咧，我哋基督徒系响呢一个嘅世俗嘅社会里边生活咁样。
We are living in a world of immorality.
我哋而家系响一个好不道德嘅社会里边生活。
We are children of God.
而我哋系神嘅儿女。
But we have to be pure.
但我哋要保持圣洁。
We have to be holy.
我哋要真係要好似神一樣咁聖潔。
It's kind of like the lotus that came out from dirty mud, but they are pure, they are beautiful.
即係好似蓮花咁，出於淤泥而不染。
And we are to be like that.
我哋要好似咁樣樣。
The Bible was clear that the body was not for fornication, but it's for the Lord.
我哋聖經講得好清楚，我哋嘅身體係神嘅殿，係為神而活嘅。
So the teaching is very clear. Keep pure, be pure in among a world of impurities.
所以聖經嘅教訓係好清楚嘅。我哋係要喺呢個咁污穢嘅社會裏邊，仍然要保持純潔。
And this angel Gabriel came up.
而呢個天使加百列咧就嚟到見瑪利亞。
And his greetings were kind of weird.
咁佢點樣同阿瑪利亞打招呼咧，係好特別嘅。
It's translated greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you。
咁佢話蒙大恩嘅女子，我問你安，主和你同在。
In modern English, perhaps it would be like, "Hello, how are you doing? You're awesome."
咁如果而家我哋現代嘅英文咧，就話：哈，你幾好嘛？哇，你真係好嘢啦！
And when the angel said, you are highly honored.
这个天使说蒙大恩的女子。
It's kind of like in the Cantonese they say, 神锡晒你啊。You're just so lovable.
不用翻译。
And it says here, if you were married, just imagine, are you not shocked?
如果你是玛利亚，你会不会很惊奇啊？
And this guy, I have never seen him before. His name is Gabriel.
哇，这个人我从来未见过的哦，他叫加百列。
And the news that he's going to give me, I don't know what kind of good news he's going to give me.
我不知道他讲什么好消息给我听。
So it's no wonder that she was shocked.
所以不怪得玛利亚呢吓咗一惊。
But it came out with these words.You are highly favored. God loves you. God wants you.
但是呢这里就讲到神很恩宠玛利亚，神是很爱玛利亚。
For a Jewish girl, perhaps this would be something to be very excited about.
在一个犹太人的女子来讲呢，真是很兴奋听到这样的说话。
Because the angel said, the Lord is with you.
因为天使告诉她，主和你同在。
God is with me.
神是同我同在。
I'm so blessed.
神是咁赐福俾我。
I can face all the challenges in life.
我可以面对生命当中一切嘅挑战。
But Mary was a humble lady.
但系玛利亚系一个好谦虚嘅一个女仔。
She was totally unassuming.
佢咧就唔会假设任何嘢。
And she just accepts that's what God wants to tell me.
咁佢就係接受，哦，原來神係咁樣樣話俾我聽。
Sometimes when God talks to you, if you doubt this, doubt that, perhaps you do not receive much.
神對我哋説話，好多時候我哋懷疑呢樣嗰樣，有可能我哋攞唔到神所俾我哋嘅話。但係瑪利亞好特別。
She's a simple girl.
佢係好簡單。
She just received whatever is coming.
佢就接受天使所對佢所講嘅。
But then the reaction was very natural. She was greatly troubled.
佢嘅反應咧，亦都好正常。佢咧因為咁樣嘅緣故咧，就係好煩惱。
First of all, this is a vision.
第一樣，瑪利亞所見嘅係一個異象。
Suddenly, a person appeared in front of her.
因為突然間天使向佢顯現。
Just imagine if you wake up and suddenly a man appeared in front of you. Are you not scared? Are you not shocked?
咁我哋谂下，如果我哋瞓醒突然间，咦，有个人喺我哋面前出现，你会唔会觉得好惊奇
？You wouldn't say this is normal. I'm Christian. God always appears to me.
你唔会话，好正常啫，神系会咁样样俾我哋睇到异象噶啦。
So first of all, it's correct that she should be shocked.
所以其实第一样，咁样系好正常嘅。玛利亚觉得吓咗一惊。
But then she was also shocked that.This angel seemed to recognize what she was in, what situation she was in.
但亦都更加稀奇嘅就系，原来呢个天使系明白玛利亚嘅艰难嘅处境。
And in verse 38, it's 20, 30, it says.
响第三十节嗰度话。
The angel calmed her.
咁天使安慰佢。
Do not be afraid.
不要怕。
Mary, you have found favor with God.
你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
But then, the next thing is very shocking.
但第跟住讲嘅嘢咧，就好好得人惊啦。
You will be with child and give birth to a son.
你会怀孕生子。
And you are to give him the name Jesus.
你可以俾佢个名叫耶稣。
To be with child?
吓、啊，会怀孕？
I'm not married yet. You know that.
你都知道我未曾结婚噶、哦。
That's impossible.
冇可能噶。
What would people think about me if you let other people know?
咁你谂下，人哋会点谂我咧？如果我都未结婚就已经怀孕。
By the way, what kind of child am I going to give birth to?
同埋到底呢个系乜嘢嘅婴孩嚟嘅咧
？And then she was told that you should name him Jesus.
咁玛利亚咧就被吩咐咧就话你要改佢个名叫耶稣。
Jesus was actually quite a common name at that time.
其实耶稣咧喺当时时嘅社会咧系一个几普遍嘅名字。
It's the Greek version of the Hebrew name Joshua.
咁样咧就系呢一个犹太人约书亚，但系翻译做呢个希腊文嘅名。
Joshua actually means salvation, saving, helping.
其实咧，约书亚个名咧就系话拯救、救恩、帮助者咁解。
The original word was Hosea. Hosea means salvation.
原文咧就系 Hosea， 就系即系话拯救。
When they want to say that Jehovah, the God is saving, they would be saying J Hosea.
原来咧 ，Jehovah 就系话神系一个拯救人嘅神。
Meaning to say that.Jehovah is our salvation.
嘅意思即系话耶和华是我们的拯救。
So Jesus means God is our salvation.
所以耶稣基督嘅名咧就系话耶稣就系话耶稣系我哋嘅拯救者。
We remember that Joshua actually saved the people from the pressure, the oppression of the Egyptian government.
所以其實大家都知道約書亞咧係幫助嗰啲嘅以色列人係當時時俾呢個埃及人呢個嘅壓制佢哋。
So this Jesus is going to do a different thing. He is going to take you out of the oppression of sin of the world.
而耶穌咧就係將我哋從罪惡裏邊拯救出嚟。
Mary's son is going to bring about the salvation.
所以瑪利亞嘅婴孩这个儿子呢就是、会将我们从罪里面拯救出来。
In the other gospel book, Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, it says, He shall save his people from their sins.
所以马太福音一章二十一节那里说他将会把他们的百姓从罪里面拯救出来。
And it says very clearly, He came to seek and save the lost.
亦都讲得好清楚，耶稣嚟系要寻找拯救失丧嘅人。
But Satan wanted to keep the people blinded.
但系咧，撒旦咧系想令我哋瞎眼睛。
The book of Acts says very clearly, 16:31 says, "Whoever believes in him shall be saved."
所以咧，响《使徒行传》呢、这个写得好清楚嘅，凡求告主名的就必得救。
And this is the baby's mission.
这个就是这个婴孩的他降生那个目的。
He came to save.
他降生的目的就是要去拯救。
He came to save you and save me.
他就是要来拯救你，拯救我。
He doesn't only save.
不是单止拯救。
He's a great savior, great.
他是一个很伟大的救赎主。
Verse 32 says, He will be great.
所以第32节那里说他要称为大。
He'll be called a son of the Most High.
称为至高者的儿子。
The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
主神要把他祖大卫的位赐给他。
You know how this is a very good news for Jewish people at that time?
哇，这个对当时时的犹太人是一个很好的消息。
They've been looking forward to a release from this oppression, political oppression for a long time.
当时时的犹太人很希望是在政治上面，因为他们被罗马政府欺压，是很想有人拯救。
David was a king that they adored. They just respected him so much. David is our king, our ancestor.
犹太人是很尊重这个大卫王， 因為他們覺得大衛王就是他們的皇帝。
Now they don't have a king anymore.
但是現在他們在羅馬帝國的統治之下，他們沒有皇帝。
Now they are under the government of the Roman people.
他們是被羅馬帝國統治。
So they have secret political society trying to overcome the government.
所以呢他們秘密呢是有一些的人呢是要推翻組織推翻這個羅馬帝國。
Perhaps someone can lead us in a revolution.
他們說想想或者有人可以帶領他們是去反叛去推翻羅馬帝國。
I think some of these disciples at first thought that Jesus would do this kind of thing.
甚至耶穌的門徒或者他們初時都是這樣想。
He came to be king, right?
他們想啊，耶穌來到是要做皇帝。
And he is also the descendant of David.
而耶穌也都是大衛王的後裔。
We have hope.
啊，我們有希望了。
Our people is going to be revived.
啊，我們呢會這個復興以色列。
He's a real savior.
啊，他真是我們的救贖主。
But they're thinking earthly, not about the heavenly king.
但他們所想的是地上面的角度。
The promise was given to David long time ago.
而這個的應許呢是給大衛呢很久之前是神說給大衛。
They probably were thinking about 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 16.
在這個的撒爾姆記下。
7:16.
第七章第16節。
God gave David a covenant.
神同大衛立約。
He said, "Your house and your kingdom and your throne would be established forever."
神話大衛嘅家、大衛嘅王位、大衛嘅國度係永遠長存。
Now in the Jews' eyes, what forever? Well, now we are just a group of like no one care kind of people.
但是當時的猶太人就覺得，咦，咁呢個應許點樣可以實現呢？而家我哋係被人哋統治，我哋好似冇即係一啲唔重要嘅人咁樣。
But the Bible says, if God said it, it's going to happen.
但係聖經話，主耶和華所說嘅必然成就。
No matter how unlikely it looked to other people, it's going to happen.
就算好似好冇可能一都可以成就。
No king, I'll make a king.
你沒有皇帝嗎？神可以賜給你一個皇帝。
No kingdom, I'll make a kingdom.
你沒有國度嗎？神可以賜給你一個國度。
Similarly, no money, I'll make money.
同樣，如果你沒有錢，神亦都可以將錢賜給你。
No love, I'll find someone who loves you.
沒有愛嗎？神亦都會賜給我們有人愛我們。
If that's His promise, He's going to fulfill it.
如果這個是神的應許的時候，神是必然的應許。
He'll do it because He said it.
神应承了，神一定会做。
In Psalm 89, it says, God says about Israel.
在诗篇第八篇。
八十九篇。
第八十九篇。
It says, if you are obedient, then I'll bless you. If you are disobedient, then you'll be punished.
凡是这个的听从耶和华的呢，神会赐福。但你对跟神反抗的时候呢，神就会降祸。
But his loving kindness will never cease.
但神的怜悯和慈爱是永远长存。
No matter how disobedient you are, what he said is still going to be fulfilled.
就算我们竟然反叛，神的应许仍然是会应验。
If he said he's going to bless you, he's going to bless you no matter what you do.
如果神说要赐福给你，神就会赐福给你，无论你是怎么样。
And these words to the Israelites, the Jewish people, saying,
这个对以色列人来说是很重要。
And that's why this happens to the Jewish people.
咁就係對猶太人嚟講，佢哋係好緊張呢啲嘢。
To be frank, we know that the Jewish people are still not really obedient to God.
到今時今日，其實嗰啲猶太人都唔係好服從神。
But God will bless them anyhow because He promised it.
但係神仍然賜福俾佢，因為神應許咗佢哋。
So the angel said to Mary.
所以天使對瑪利亞話
：You'll have a son.
你將會生一個兒子。
In fulfillment of David's covenant.
就是去應驗神對大衛的應許。
Actually, in the book of Acts, the Apostle James says in Acts 15:14.
在這個《使徒行傳》14章15節，這個的使徒雅各說，
He kind of predicted that you rebuilt David's tabernacle.
呢度佢讲到神系会再一次建立呢一个嘅大卫嘅帐幕。
And then Christ will return.
呢个主基督会再来。
Now, these are prophetic words. It has not happened yet.
呢个系预言，暂时仲未应验。
But read the news. Keep reading the news.
但系你继续睇新闻啦，留意新闻啦。
Perhaps what Israel is doing with the United States are kind of leading towards some direction we don't know.
我哋而家呢個以色列同呢個美國所做嘅嘢，有可能係將會有一個新嘅發展。
I do pretend to prophesy, no, it has to be according to the Bible.
而我覺得呢個嘅情況嘅走勢係應該好似聖經所預言嘅一路咁樣嘅發生。
So let us stick to the Bible.
等我哋。再是跟住圣经嚟睇。
The Bible says, they will rebuild David's tabernacle, and then Christ will return.
因为圣经话神系会再一次嘅建立大卫嘅帐幕，基督就会再来。
But then Mary's reaction.
而玛利亚嘅反应咧
？In verse 34.
响呢个三十四节。
She says, how could this be?
怎么有这事呢
？Since I am a virgin.
因为我仲未出嫁。
And then the angel answered.
咁天使就回答啦。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
聖靈要降臨在你身上。
And the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
至高者嘅能力要蔭庇你。
So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
所以要生嘅係聖者，必稱為神嘅兒子。
Now we can see that this is what the angel was telling Mary.
所以天使係話俾瑪利亞聽。
How Jesus was conceived.
耶稣是怎么样是圣灵怀孕
There's actually no physical union.
所以不是这个 肉身的这个的配合
It's a miraculous birth.
是一个神迹的降生
And the Holy Spirit would cause Mary to be pregnant.
圣灵会令到玛利亚怀孕
And that's why we call that a spiritual conception.
所以我哋話係聖靈感孕。
So it's different from the Catholic teaching saying that Mary was actually sinless when she gave birth to Christ.
所以同天主教所講嘅就話瑪利亞無罪係唔同嘅。
Mary was just one of the human being, you know, always stained with sin.
瑪利亞係好似我哋一個平常人一樣，我哋都係有罪。
She was selected by God to be.The one who gives birth to our Savior.
但是神是揀選了瑪利亞，是令到她感孕，以致可以將耶穌降生。
So it's not immaculate conception.
所以這個是一個很神
無罪的，
就是不是一個無罪的，瑪利亞不是一個無罪的。
She still needs grace.
瑪利亞仍然需要救恩。
Because she was just a sinner like you and I.
因为玛利亚都是好像你和我一样是一个罪人。
She's not going to be worshipped.
她不应该接受人的敬拜。
But she's respectable because she was humble, she received grace from God.
但我们很尊敬玛利亚，因为她是很谦卑，她也都是接受神很大的恩惠。
And right now, I think we can see from an example from Mary.
咁我哋可以睇到瑪利亞呢一個嘅佢係我哋人嘅一個榜樣。
She was willing to be used by God.
佢係願意被神所使用。
Jesus is an infinite being.
耶穌係一個永恆嘅神。
He was born of the Holy Spirit.
係呢個嘅聖靈懷孕而生。
Jesus must be born by a human mother.
耶稣是一定要经过一个人类的妈妈生他出来。
So he could take over the human sin.
以致他是可以是将我们的罪是承担。
But he must also be born of a divine God.
但他也都是一个神圣从神圣的神那里生出来。
So he could be sinless and holy.
所以耶稣是没有罪和圣洁。
So we must emphasize very clearly that he is fully God, he is fully man.
所以我哋一定系要好着重嘅去讲，耶稣系一个全人，亦都一个全神。
He became the spotless Lamb of God.
佢係成為神無瑕疵嘅呢一個嘅高代罪羔羊。
He has a human mother。
佢有一個人類嘅媽媽。
But he has God as his father。
但佢亦都有一個天上邊嘅神係佢嘅父神。
So definitely this is a miracle。
無可否認呢個係一個神蹟。
This is not a natural birth。
呢個唔係一個自然嘅降生。
This is a supernatural doing of God。
是一个超自然的一个的神的大能的作为。
So we can see how God was working out in the whole process.
所以我们看到神在整个过程里面所做的作为。
And if you don't believe it, the angel quoted another miracle.
如果你不信呢，天使给多我们是一个的例子。
In verse 36,
在第这个三十六节那里说
he told Mary, your cousin Elizabeth.
所以他告诉玛利亚听，你的表姐伊丽莎白。
She'll be giving birth to another boy.
他会生一个男孩。
At an old age.
在他年老的时候。
With human point of view, it's impossible.
在我们人的眼光来看，简直无可能。
But with God, it would be possible.
但在神里面没有难成的事，
Because he promised it.
因为神应许过就会发生。
That's why in verse 37 it says, For nothing is impossible with God.
所以第37节说，因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
Because it's what God said.
因为这个是神所说的。
It's going to happen.
就会发生了。
Did God say anything to you?
神有没有对你说什么呢？
Hold tight to it. It's going to happen.
我们要好好地抓住神的应许。
And then Mary's reaction.
那玛利亚的反应是什么呢？
She said, I am the Lord's servant.
玛利亚说，我是主的使女。
And then she said, May it be to me as you have said.
情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
She accepted it.
玛利亚接受了。
You know what the risk is?
你知不知道玛利亚是冒什么险呢？
She may be facing public disgrace.
她或者会当众被人羞辱。
Maybe possibly be dumped by Joseph, the fiancé.
或者她的未婚夫这个约瑟会休了她。
Even be stoned by the community, people may kill her.
甚至犹太人或者会是用石头将她打死。
But she was willing in the spirit of God.
但佢係願意係順服神。
What is God asking you to do?
神有冇叫你做乜嘢嘢咧？
But you're not willing to pay for it.
你愿唔愿意去付呢一个代价咧？
Have you ever said, Lord, I'll do anything you ask me to?
我哋有冇对神话，无论你叫我做乜嘢，我都情愿照你嘅话去做咧？
Except.
我哋有冇接受神嘅差遣咧？
Except.For moving from this place to that other place.
我们有没有接受如果神叫我们离开这里去第二个地方呢？
Except to apologize to this particular person.
我们有没有接受神吩咐我们如果要向人道歉？
Except to witness to a certain person.
我们有没有接受如果神说你要向某一些人去做见证？
Are there certain things that you're holding on to, you're not willing to pay it?
你是否有一些东西你是不愿意去付这个代价呢？
Or would you rather be giving up everything?
还是你愿意，你说，我什么都不想做啊。
That's the attitude of Mary.
但是玛利亚那个反应呢，就是她情愿接受。
And this acceptance of the vision was being confirmed by all these senior people. The vision was being confirmed.
玛利亚这个的异象呢，是被证实是真的。
In this incident, after the birth of the baby, they brought the baby to the temple.
因为当耶稣降生之后呢，他们是将婴孩耶稣呢带到去圣殿。
There were two old people, they were ready to look at this Messiah coming.
有两位老人家咧，系好盼望系见到呢一个神所应许嘅弥赛亚。
Most of the people don't know。
好多人都唔知。
But they were paying attention。
但系呢两个老人家系好留意神所讲嘅。
One of them was a lady, 84 years old lady。
其中一個老人家咧就係84歲嘅女士。
Her name is Anna。
叫阿娜。
And she proclaimed to Mary。
咁佢咧就對瑪利亞咁講。
Wow, this is excellent. This is the fulfillment of my dream, of my hope。
佢真係好啦，呢、這個就係神係應驗咗神所講嘅預言，係我成日所盼望嘅。
This is the fulfillment of the prophecy。
就是这个预言的应验。
Because this is a special child.
因为这个好一个好特别的婴孩。
Jesus is that special child.
耶稣就是那个这么特别的婴孩。
So we can thank him for his word.
我们要多谢主耶稣。
Are we willing to surrender everything in order to receive him?
我们愿不愿意在神面前降服去接受主耶稣基督呢?
This little baby is going to change everything.
这个的婴孩，这个圣婴，是会将这个世界改变。
Not only you, but the whole world.
不单只是改变你，也都是改变整个世界。
What child is this?
到底这个是什么的婴孩呢?
Let us pray.
等我们一起祈祷。
Dear God, we want to thank you for giving us this special child.
亲爱主，我们多谢你赐给我们这个这么特别的圣婴。
Let us have faith to receive him.
帮助我们是有信心去接受祂
so that we may be changed.
等到我们可以得着生命的改变
and the world could be changed as well.
而这个世界也可以得着改变
In your name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣名而求
Amen.
Amen.